Moving on, I'm joined now in the studio by Cassia Timofejev. Did I get that right?
Almost.
Okay. We'll just stick with Cassia, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Cassia is the Development Officer at Dublin City Volunteer Centre. Good morning, Cassia. Very welcome to Near FM.
Good morning. Thanks.
Cassia, the Dublin City Volunteer Recruitment Fair, what's it all about?
Yes, we have this amazing event next Tuesday, which is the Dublin City Volunteer Recruitment Fair. And that's all about trying to introduce the volunteering to the community. So what we'll have around 25 organizations, which are all charities, local non-profit organizations that are actively looking for volunteers in Dublin. So they're going to come in and have their information stands on the day. And what we then expect is public to turn up and get all the information they need about volunteering. What's fantastic about this event is that there is no commitment involved. I mean, you can just come in and browse through the different opportunities, talk to organizations, find out exactly what is involved. You don't have to commit on the day. And that's the fantastic opportunity to find out what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, volunteering in itself, it's not something that a lot of people talk about or a lot of people think about, but it's there's an awful lot of people out there doing it.
Absolutely.
You don't necessarily know who's doing it and how many people are doing it. But it's it can be a very, very worthwhile kind of vocation. And I believe, you know, lots of employers even to be very impressed to see on the CV that people are volunteering. So it can be very beneficial to people.
Absolutely. I mean, and this is what we say, and this is what we as well, I think all of us volunteer in the volunteer centre as well. That's what we are doing because of different reasons. People get involved for different reasons. Some of them just being to help in the community, change the world around you. But also, as you said, it is about getting new skills. It's about upskilling yourself, getting a bit more self-confident. It's about meeting people and networking. Because at the end of the day, particularly if people are interested in working in the kind of social area or a non-profit sector, it's all down to experience and it's down to, you know, meeting people and kind of getting your name out there. So, and we know, as a matter of fact, we know working with different HR companies that they do look at the CV. They never ignore volunteering. They actually look for that because what it tells them is, first of all, you're a really proactive person. So you don't sit at home, you know, waiting for things to happen, but you're really actively getting involved and you care. You're a person that cares.
Yeah.
So you can learn all the skills that are important for the job, but for what employers are looking nowadays is kind of soft skills. Meaning how do you interact with people? How do you communicate? Are you a good listener? Are you good with people? So absolutely, you're right. It's important.
Yeah, I suppose it wouldn't have... When I was growing up, I was going to... It wouldn't have been something you heard a lot of. I mean, when I was going back to school, it was 25, 30 years ago. It wouldn't have been, but, you know, as I got older and I moved in, you know, into the working environment, you suddenly had people saying about, oh, yeah, I volunteer here. And it made me curious. And, you know, over the years, I've tried to do my bit here and there. And it can be, it's very rewarding. It can be very, very rewarding. I mean, just to, and it doesn't have to be a big commitment. It could be as little or as much time as you want. So there's a whole range of opportunity there for people if they're interested.
Absolutely. I mean, you can volunteer 1 hour per week visiting elderly, and you can volunteer, you know, 7 hours per week in your being a scout leader, for example. Okay, so there are all the different opportunities, and also you can volunteer once a month if you wish at doing an event. You help out with the local event that is happening, and that's really all. And some people volunteer online. You can volunteer doing translations online. So here you go. There are all opportunities that are available. Doesn't matter how much time people have. And I suppose that's really the beauty of it, that everyone can find something. And also, you said about this volunteering being really rewarding. It is a two-way process. No matter how much, you know, you obviously give a lot. You give your time, you give your skills and your experience. But people get so much out of it that when you ask people, that sometimes they can't find words to describe how much they get they got out of it. And I think that's the beauty of it, that it allows us to grow as people and be better people.
Yeah. Now, the Volunteer Centre in Dublin, it's in Ainger Street.
Yes.
How long has the centre been there? And, you know, how, how busy do you be, and you know, is it, what's the words I'm looking for? Excuse me. I didn't know the centre was there until I got this piece the other day. I'm sure if I'd have looked for it, I'd have known where to find it. So, you know, how easy is it to find, and how long has it been there?
So the Dublin City Volunteer Centre is a new development, because we came together in January. This was a merger between Dublin City North and Dublin City South. So therefore, we have a new office, and that's a unit for Whitefriars Angel Street, which we are next door to St. Vincent de Paul charity shop on Angel Street. So this is a new development. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the reason why it's not that
that's
obvious.
That's what I was going to say, because that's why I wanted you to get the information out there.
So, but basically the idea is that now we are bigger and better volunteer centre. We cover the whole Dublin. Yeah. So the idea is that we help individuals find meaningful volunteering opportunities. People are really welcome to drop in and get any information about volunteering. We are there to help. We also work with non-profit organizations helping them to build up their capacity. Mm-hmm. So if you're either someone who is interested in volunteering and wants to find information, or if you're a community group that doesn't really know how to start the volunteer program, come to us. And because we are new there, we have this amazing space now. We are ready to welcome people. So we would really love to see as many people dropping in.
Well, you have all the expertise there, and you know, as you say, people sometimes, even in a new community, might start up a group and they just don't know how to go about this then. And how busy has the office? I mean, you're talking about you merged both sides of the city. Was that difficult at times, having two separate offices where you're kind of crossing over each other?
I think it was a little bit confusing to the public, to say the least. And I think that's why we took a conscious step. Okay, well, let's merge. Let's be one centre so people know where to go, organisations know where to find us. And we are busy. I mean, we always been busy. We have people dropping in every day.
All the
people
time.
Just looking for volunteering. So, you know, it is a busy centre, and we hope that we'll have more and more people coming in.
Yeah. Can I ask, you know, in the last few years and the tough times the country's been through and a lot of people out of work, did that actually have a positive effect on the amount of people that were volunteering? You know, people found themselves suddenly out of work or whatever and probably struggling to find one. Just to keep themselves busy, they decided to go. Did it actually have a positive impact on the amount of volunteers you had coming in?
Yeah. It did. I mean, we can see that in the numbers, in terms of the number of people who sign up for volunteering in the recent years, when kind of we're talking about recession for the last couple of years. So we see that. And we also see that people really, their motivation, they really care more. Again, it's very often I hear those comments talking maybe to older people. Oh, you know, we're going back to that Ireland that we know, that people care about each other a little bit more and people are inclined to get involved a little bit more. But definitely we saw the number increasing for various different reasons. People may be unemployed, looking for something to do, getting out of the house, just looking for some sort of activity that will also help their mental health and their mental well-being.
Yeah,
we've seen that very much, and I suppose we hope that this is going to continue.
It's going to continue. So, as you said, the fair taking place next Tuesday, you're going to have, as you say, lots of exhibitors and distributors, and you're really hoping that the public will come in, and they might, you know, there might be opportunities there for people who maybe didn't consider, and they might see something and say, that's a good field to volunteer in. So it's looking like being a very big event for you, yeah?
It is going to be a big event. So it's taking place Tuesday, 21st of October, from 4 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we will have, as I said, around 25 organizations. They will be promoting completely different range of roles, including working with younger people, older people, crime victim support, Irish youth hostel, mental health, intellectual disability, and so on. I can keep going.
Keep going. Because what's great about is, you know, someone might just hear something and go,
absolutely.
I mean, you're talking about the crime support there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's lots of people out there and they probably watch TV and they see terrible things happening to people and families. And, you know, sometimes you say, oh, I'd love to just go and give that man a hug, or I'd love to just go and tell that woman it'll be okay. So, so when you're talking about keep reeling them off.
Crime victim support, then we have Irish Youth Hostel Association, a couple of organizations working around mental health, charity shops, translation services, and blood donations as well. They're looking to set up new units, and they're looking for volunteers to help, apart from donating the blood, also just to help kind of develop that service. So there's really a huge range of different opportunities in the organization. As I said, what is wonderful, you don't need to commit, you don't need to sign up, you can just come in on the day and explore, being that explorer on the day.
Get some information. And it's taking place in the Carmelite Community Centre on Angel Street.
It's the Carmelite Community Centre. It's number 56 Angel Street in Dublin 2.
That's just up the top of Georgia Street, left.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And straight. For another 10 minutes.
And then you'll get there. Well, listen, Cathy, we wish you the best, very best of luck. We hope it goes out well for you. And, you know, to anybody out there, and as we said, it can be very rewarding, and you never know what opportunities might come out of just going in and having a ramble around and seeing what's out there.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. Okay, Cathy, thanks very much for joining us on the RFM this morning. Thank you. There you go, folks. That's Katia Timofejev, our Development Officer at Dublin City Volunteer Centre. And as she says, the Volunteer Recruitment Fair taking place next Tuesday, the 21st of October, in the Carmelite Community Centre in Angel Street. And if you want any further information, you can call the Volunteer Centre on 01-473-7482, or indeed you can email info@volunteer@dublincity.ie.